Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Wellcast. I'm Ralph Topham with Work-Life Connections, EAP. I'm here today with Mary Early-Zald, who is a doctor of clinical psychology. She's also in private practice as an academic and professional life coach. And Mary, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome. I'm glad to be here.
Mary, last time we talked about skills for running and working with a team. Today, let's talk more about the skills that a person might have within themselves.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of skills that leaders possess and can develop within themselves in order to be effective. One that I believe is foundational is self-awareness. Having awareness about one's strengths, but also about one's blind spots. I have this image of a road with a pothole and having these cones and flashing lights around the pothole. If I'm driving in a car toward that, I need to know for myself that I'm getting close to a danger spot for myself. And so there are certain situations, and we all have these situations. If I'm getting close to this kind of a situation and I need to know what those cues are, that I know that, I'm getting close to that pothole, that I need to do something to back away from the pothole or divert around the pothole so I don't end up driving into the pothole, because
exactly.
That would be bad.
Exactly. So I need to be aware then for myself about my own rising energy if I'm getting more emotionally involved, or if the other people are suddenly, the emotional level is going up, that I need to stop and be aware enough that I can say, wait a minute, let's look at what's going on here and get back to the issue and out of the personalities.
That's right. Another category of individual skills is named either self-control or self-management. And this includes a number of emotional intelligence skills. One is emotional regulation, which is a fancy term for what I'm going to call staying calm. I think that staying calm is probably one of the top two or three leadership skills. I think they're extremely, extremely important because it's just one of those skills, I'm going to call it a gateway skill, that if we can stay calm when we're working with people trying to be our best selves, that we're going to be able to handle what we need to handle and our strengths as a leader is going to come out. So whether we're meeting somebody new, whether we're in a tense interpersonal situation, whether we're in a crisis situation that we need to handle, whether we're mediating between two people who are in a conflict, whatever the situation, the calmer we can stay, the better we're going to be able to listen, and the more accurately we're going to be able to see the situation. So we're going to be able to process information well and make the best decisions possible, which is the best for everybody. Other skills that I'm just going to mention include stress management and time management. There are a couple of other of the many individual skills I'll just touch on briefly here, and those include initiative, risk-taking, because you need to have the ability to take a risk and make a mistake, and then learning and problem-solving skills. I think being open to new learning and always wanting to learn is a good skill of a leader.
And then what resources are available to a leader here at Vanderbilt that might be useful if they see that, okay, it is time for an intervention of some sort?
There's the Employee Assistance Program, and then there are other programs specific to physicians and nurses.
That's true. Down here at EAP, we have the Faculty and Physicians Wellness Program. We also have the Nurse Wellness Program, as well as the Employee Assistance Program. So those three are available.
That's right.
Okay.
And I really encourage leaders to send people to these resources rather than trying to make a determination themselves, or try to make a diagnosis, or try to give people feedback about what they think is wrong with the person. Because it takes professional training to do that. You're in a leader relationship with this person, that can feel pretty awkward.
I could do something that sounds like this. I've noticed these particular things. We talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I say, here are some resources. How might you like to go about strengthening it, or, you know, making themselves more effective in this area? You know, they can say, well, I'd like a coach, or I'd like to go to EAP, whatever.
That's right. And that's great, because when you ask the person a question, it empowers them.
That's one of my favorite coaching devices, is to always leave the ball in the other person's court so that they're empowered and they're making the decisions that they need to make to improve their skills and competencies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, thank you again for doing this a second time.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us any comments on this Wellcast by clicking the Add New Comment link at the bottom of this page. If you have a story suggestion, please email it to us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu, or you can use the Contact Us link on our website at healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu. That health and wellness is all one word. Thank you again.